Hey there, just wanting to record today's personal daily while I kind of caught the energy really. Had a pretty up and down time over the weekend, energy-wise. For those of you who have maybe been listening to my previous, or haven't been listening to my previous personal dailies, I was diagnosed with diabetes type 2 about 2 weeks ago. So I'm kind of very much in this period now when I'm figuring out the consequences of that, but also how I can live with it. Part of that is making some huge adjustments to my diet. And I'm realizing now that the huge adjustments that I've made are really affecting how I feel. For example, I have to not eat. Of course, you're aware if you've got diabetes, you can't really have too much sugar. It's to do with your sugar levels in your blood. So part of that is not eating anything that's got carbohydrates in it or having a low carb diet, because carbohydrates are something that immediately turns into sugar when they get into your bloodstream. So eating a lot of carbohydrates is going to give you a lot of energy, which is great, but of course if you're needing to monitor your blood sugar levels, then eating those is really going to throw a wobbly on your blood sugar levels. So had a really up and down time with energy levels over the weekend. It was quite difficult at a couple of points. On Saturday, we had a birthday celebration with my family. It's been my wife's birthday a few weeks ago. And we'd chosen, last weekend to celebrate it with the family on the Saturday. And then it's very traditional here in Denmark to you know, if you have a birthday party, then it's you that hosts it. So I find that a little bit weird sometimes. In the UK, for example, people throw you a birthday party. Whereas here, if it's your birthday, then it's up to you. You want to have a party, then you need to make a party. So we had all of my wife's family here on Saturday, and we had quite a traditional cake and coffee style birthday party for everyone, which is basically the family coming over, and then you make cake. You also make these homemade buns, which are very white buns. They're made of just they're not kind of whole wheat or anything, or they're very, very white and plain, and you just have those with butter, but they're freshly baked. And then alongside that, you have hot chocolate with whipped cream. And then there's also cake as well. And then there's cookies and all kinds of stuff. So that was kind of what we laid on Saturday to celebrate my wife's birthday with her family. And as we were kind of preparing this, we made a cake that had no sugar in it. We made a cake using something called stevia, which is like a substitute for sugar. But everything else was kind of normal, so to speak. And I realized as we were making this stuff, I got a bit upset because I realized I probably couldn't eat even half of this, actually. I definitely, with hot chocolate, I thought, I can't drink that. So I decided I'm just going to make myself some fresh coffee. And then the buns that were made, I was like, can I eat those? I'm really not sure. And then my wife was like, just relax a little bit. I'm sure you can eat one or two of those and it will be fine. Just with some low-fat butter. And I thought, okay, I'll give that a go. And then, of course, we had the no-sugar cake made with the stevia, which is a sugar replacement. So I thought, well, I could try that. And, of course, anything else that was on the table, like cookies and chocolate and stuff, that was a complete no-go. So I got a bit upset because I realized most of the stuff I probably couldn't really eat, and some of it I would try and see what happens. And what happened was I had breakfast that morning, which was some bread with some butter and Marmite, and the bread I'd bought was from the bakery, and I made sure I bought a loaf that was kind of full grain loaf, because I thought, I read that you can eat full grain okay, so I had that, and I think I felt okay after that. And then we went into the birthday cake and coffee and buns and everything. And I had a couple of the buns, and then I tried the cake. And then I was drinking coffee alongside that, with a bit of milk in it. And after we'd eaten, I started to feel very, very sluggish. I started to feel quite tired, actually. So I thought, all right, and this was a little while after. So I thought, all right, I'll take the dog for a walk, just to kind of see if I can walk this off. So that's what I did. I took the dog out for about half an hour. And when I got back, it was a really nice day. The sun was out, so all the kids, they'd gone outside to play. And then the rest of my family had kind of gone out to join them, just to sit outside on some of the benches and stuff we have around the neighborhood and hang out outside a little bit and enjoy the weather. We have a nice little kind of playground just over from our house, so they all kind of went over there, basically. And I got back from walking the dog, and I thought, well, maybe I should go join them. But I tell you what, I was just so, I was so tired. I was completely wasted. So I just went upstairs and lay down and basically went for a nap. I was just so tired. And as I was lying there, I had my phone with me. So I was just, I started searching a little bit on my phone about diabetes and energy levels. And of course, started to read a lot about that you can expect to have your energy levels going up and down, particularly depending around what you eat. So I read this thing saying that if you have high, because I was trying to figure out whether I had high or low blood sugar. I know that sounds stupid. It was probably high because of all the stuff I'd eaten. But then I was trying to kind of figure out what the effects were, why I was feeling so tired. One of the things I found out was if you have high blood sugar with diabetes, because your body can't deal with the insulin that it produces, the sugar kind of stays in your blood, and it kind of makes your blood a little bit gloopy. That was the word that they used in the article, or one of the articles that I read. So then the blood doesn't move around the body as efficiently as it should, which can make you tired. So I kind of realized that, you know, I was probably having high blood sugar levels because I'd eaten some carbohydrates, basically. And, yeah, this was the reason why I was feeling so tired. And that really sucked because it really wiped me out. Not the rest of the day, but I was feeling sluggish for the rest of the day. And then we had dinner later on, which was roast lamb and some salad and some roast potatoes. And I put a couple of those potatoes on my plate, and I just kept staring at them, just thinking, I just can't do that. So I took them off my plate, gave them to somebody else. I just ate the lamb and the salad. But just realizing that I think if I'd have eaten the potatoes, then it would have wiped me out again, maybe. I'm aware that maybe at the moment I'm in this period where I'm getting used to a new diet, and I'm getting used to realizing how my body reacts to certain things, and also that I'm in the early stages of still figuring out my limits of what it is I can eat and can't eat. So I'm aware that my kind of reactions are probably a little bit over the top at the moment, but it really did wipe me out. And then yesterday was a much better day, actually. I woke up, I'd went to bed at a good time, went out with my daughter, spent the day with my daughter doing various things, including we went to the cinema to see Lost World, which she really enjoyed, actually. She's only 8, so she's, strictly speaking, she's not quite old enough to see that movie, but she absolutely loves dinosaurs. So I thought, you know what, let's go and see Lost World. She got really excited, and she kept naming all the dinosaurs in the movie, which I think actually annoyed all the people sitting around us, but I didn't care. I thought it was great. I was really proud of her, actually, that she was doing that. And I'd purposely gone out that day taking some snacks with me, some healthy snacks, just to kind of see what it was like having kind of snacks as and when I felt like I needed to have something, just to kind of keep my levels, my energy levels at a good level. And it seemed to work, actually. I got through the day. I was tired when I got home, but I managed to get through the day without feeling like I'd done the day before. Which was great. So I'm kind of realizing that, you know, little snacks, healthy ones, will probably keep my energy level where it needs to be, rather than, you know, like I did the day before, having those kind of big heavy meals, I think, with the wrong types of food, really had a huge effect on me. Having said that, my energy level this morning is really sucks. I could go back to bed right now. I've had some toast and some Marmite this morning. The toast was rye bread. So that, strictly speaking, should be very low carbs. But for some reason, I really am feeling like crap this morning. I really feel like I could just go back to bed. I have to go and do some work this afternoon, take some graduation photos for Business Academy Office again. So I'm kind of hoping my energy level is going to improve because I've got a couple of hours there where I really need to be on the ball. I really need to have a lot of energy and have a fun time with the graduates because, of course, you know, if I'm having fun, they're having fun, and that's how we get good photos, by creating that fun environment together. And if my energy levels aren't where they need to be, then that's going to be a lot of hard work. So I'm hoping my energy levels are going to kind of pick up this afternoon. I hope so. The great thing is I got the car today, so I don't have to get on the bus with all my camera gear like I did last time. I can just drive, leave not too late, or, you know, leave later than before, because I had to leave like ages before because I was taking the bus. Now I can leave about, you know, 45 minutes beforehand and just drive down there and set up and I'll be good to go. So I think that'll help. But yeah, just energy levels. Energy is really a problem right now. Simple things sometimes are a huge, huge effort. Even emptying the dishwasher. I'm filling up the dishwasher. I'm finding that, you know, normally that's a task I can do in a really short space of time. But because I'm struggling a bit with energy levels at the moment, even a task like that, I'm really having to push myself to get it done. And then when I'm done, I need to sit down for a bit. So, yeah, it's funny because when I go running, that feels okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on at the moment. With my body, I think, that I'm needing to figure out. And if I can get my energy levels to a point where I can get through the day and have similar energy levels to how I have had before, then I'll be happy. But at the moment, it really sucks. It's like, yeah, a lot of things are an effort right now. And I really don't like that because I'm someone who prides themselves on being very enthusiastic and very full of energy. And anyone who knows me, that's what they know me about. They tend to know me because I'm someone who is full of energy and very enthusiastic about a lot of things. But at the moment, it's really, I'm having to push myself to keep enthusiasm sometimes because my body is just not up for, you know, it's just feeling tired. It's just feeling like it can't do certain things. And that really sucks. So I really can't wait to figure out this whole diet thing to a point where I'm eating and doing the things that I need to keep my energy levels at a good level. At the moment, I'm having difficulty figuring out what it is I should be eating to be able to do that. But having said that, Saturday was a big lesson. In realizing that if I do suddenly eat some stuff that I shouldn't be eating, which is what I did on Saturday, then it's going to have a big effect. And I need to avoid that from now on. All right, that's today's Personal Daily, which is, yeah, I guess me just talking about energy levels and figuring out how I can kind of keep my levels where they need to be. I'm going to push myself really hard not to go and have a nap this morning, because I want to record the photo daily as well, and I got some photos to edit as well. But yeah, I can't guarantee anything. If right now I feel like I just need to sleep again, so I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to see if I can just push through it and get through the day, and probably be wiped out when I get home later on. All right, like I say, that's today's Personal Daily. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.